want to send out some happy birthday wishes to some of our Coast Community Radio friends today, to Ed in Brownsmead, and tomorrow to Zia at KMUN, and Sunday to Patrick in Cannon Beach, and to you, wherever you are, if you are celebrating a birthday or an unbirthday, whatever you like. Going to dedicate the show to the people of Puerto Rico, now that we have discovered that the numbers are extraordinarily high in those that died during the hurricane and are still dying. So, here's some music from Puerto Rico, Gary Nunez. Stay tuned for Coast Community Radio.
Y el que quiere oír, que oiga.
Es un tipo confundido que nadie entiende. Una sonrisa enfermiza, ocultando lo que siente. El peso de los maltratos de aquel oculto niño lo transformaron en adulto, paranoico y poseído.
Music from Puerto Rico with our best wishes for healing and for action to take care of this American community. Yeah. Take care of all communities, but this one happens to be part of the United States, so no excuses. No excuses for not getting out this weekend either. It is outrageous, folks. It's getting, summer's almost here. Actually, 69 degrees. Who are we fooling? Summer's here. Could disappear again, but in the meantime, be sure you get out and enjoy the arts because they are everywhere. And one of the places that has exploded the arts in our community is the Sou'wester Lodge and Trailer Court and a few other names, if you like. It's in Seaview, Washington, and I can't even keep up with all the goings-on. They have a whole wellness program there. They've got music, they've got art, they've got goodies to buy and eat, and I highly recommend you making a visit there. But here's a great idea. Go when there's some good folks there playing music. Like my guests right now.
Hi.
Welcome to Zia. who is celebrating the 43rd Jamboree. Is that right?
Well, it's the first Jamboree, but it's my 43rd birthday.
Okay, so we're calling. So what does that even mean, a Jamboree?
I Googled it because it rhymed with 43, and I wanted to make sure I was actually going to have a Jamboree.
I love it.
But it's a party with lots of people participating, and so the way we're approaching it is I've got some of my closest friends and some of my favorite musicians out there, and we're going to do a couple hours of music. We're all going to be popping in on each other's work and taking turns singing, but you never know who's going to show up on washboard or harmonica or accordion. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Wonderful. Now, you play the harmonica. You got it in your hand, and you sing.
Yeah. Well, my bread and butter is 25 years of rock and roll, but I've got a country music side project called Brush Prairie. I was born in Brush Prairie, Washington.
Nice. Where is that?
It is close to Battleground. It's about 30 minutes outside of Portland, so it's close to the border. Right. And I grew up, my grandparents lived in Nakata, Washington my whole life, so I've spent a lot
familiar.
Of time out here. Yeah.
So, and probably have seen how the Sou'wester has changed and grown as well.
Well, I'm kind of revisiting this whole area as an adult more recently. Mm-hmm. And so I'm overlapping the memories of my young childhood with now enjoying this part of the state as a grown-up.
So how many folks are there in Brush Prairie?
Well, Brush Prairie, I've come to learn, is me and whoever else wants to back me up at the
Thank
time.
Thank you. So. I was trying to figure it out because I kept seeing there's Brush Prairie, and there's Lindsay Feathers. That goes with Brush, doesn't it? Feathers,
yeah.
Brush. And there's Rachel Rice and Thomas
Mudrick.
Oh,
so
no wonder.
These are all Portland musicians that I've done shows with, or we've recorded on each other's projects. We've all known each other for years. We respect each other's creativity and what we bring to the world of music and art. And what better place to get those people together
Fantastic.
Than Sou'wester, right?
Absolutely. But I was confused because I saw Zia McCabe and then I saw Brush Prairie, and I'm thinking, this has got to be the one. And same, because if there's four blocks and she's got two of them, she must be Brush Pair.
So, good deduction.
But you have with you, please introduce your friend on guitar.
This is my right-hand man, Topher, and when we're a full band, he's my bass player, and when we strip it down, he's my guitar player, and he does a lot of backup vocals, and when we have other guest musicians, he's the one that keeps it together.
Hey, this is a tall order.
That was a tall order.
Come nice and close, Topher. So where do you folks live now?
Portland, Oregon.
Both, okay.
Yeah.
And you play there?
We do from time to time. We're both people that like to have a lot going on, and we're always coming up with other ways to create. So but we kind of look at Brush Prairie as our retirement plan. A way to keep music in our life forever, right? We can always come back to this and dip out and do all our other side projects.
Wonderful.
Good excuse to play music.
Yeah. And these days, who needs an excuse? You know, that's the front and center. But meanwhile, what's the story on the Dandy Warhols?
So that's the band that I joined when I was 18 in 94.
Okay.
And our 25-year anniversary is coming up, and we just completed our 10th studio album.
Holy cow. And that is rock and roll?
Yeah, psychedelic rock and roll.
Okay.
We came up in the indie rock scene, but I think we're more psychedelic than what you'd picture if you say indie rock. Pink Floyd, CCR, Velvet Underground, those were some of our
nice.
Roots if you go back to the 60s. Yeah,
I can relate to those, yes. And you played keyboard.
Yeah, I was the bass synth player. So I do a big percentage of the bass on a synth, and as well as melodies and percussion and et cetera.
So if you started at 18 in that, where did you start your music career? In utero?
The day I joined the band.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yep. Talk about on-the-job training.
Oh,
yeah.
No. But you loved music or what?
I thought I was going to be a dancer. And then I thought I was going to be a welder doing sculpture. And then I was in a band. I thought, well, I'll just do that.
Okay. Well, you could pass for either looking at you. You can't pass for 43 years old, though. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you.
As the numbers come in. And Could you play us a tune to give us an idea of what you're going to be doing tomorrow?
Yeah, we're usually, it's tonight. Tonight at 8.
Hello.
At the Southwester. We're usually a good mix of some old-timey and honky-tonk covers, Patsy Cline, some Hank Williams, but we're going to do an original.
Oh, cool.
And it probably won't surprise anybody, but it's a song about whiskey and romance.
And who's the original by whom?
This is an original by Zia.
Okay, she's shaking her head, so I know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I made this.
There you go.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. Bottom is deeper than I've ever been, but with all that I've seen, I've only begun. And I've taken chances with whiskey romances, but the thrill was lost on me. This morning I noticed that it hard times while I live the good times. It was harder than we thought it'd be. But I've taken chances with whiskey romances, but the thrill was lost on me. And I've taken chances with whiskey romances, but the thrill was lost on me. To be. You live the hard times while I live the good times. It was harder than we thought it'd be. And I've taken chances with whiskey romances, but the thrill was lost on me. So seriously, when we said those words, you believe them. Now the guilt's all on me. But it's still not enough for me. And I've taken chances with whiskey romances, but the thrill was lost on me. And I've taken chances with whiskey romances, but the thrill was lost on me. And I've taken chances with whiskey romances, But the thrill was lost on me.
All right. Nice. Whiskey Romances. I like that.
It started out as Risky Romances, but a little more palatable. Started out as Risky Romances, but a little more palatable for people as whiskey.
Well, although I don't think I got it quite right, but I did have to chuckle at your line about, I said my vows, but I didn't expect them to be taken so seriously.
I said my vows, but I didn't mean them to be taken so seriously.
Yeah.
When we said those words, you believed them. Now the guilt's all on me.
That's great.
I mean, breakups ain't easy.
Never mind. Anyway. Terrific. That was Zia and Topher, and they are part of this great Zia's 43rd birthday jamboree that is happening at the Sou'Wester in Seaview, Washington. And the Sou'Wester is a place, get there a little early. It starts at 8.
Go early. A few of my friends will be doing the first hour, and maybe joining in here and there. And then Topher and I will be leading the set 9 to 10.
Okay, so we've got Lindsay Feathers, Rachel Rice, and Thomas Mudrick.
That is right.
What a great name, Mudrick. It sounds like something out of
You want to hear a great name? His band was the Sexy Water Spiders. I thought that was a great, all one word.
Love it. Great fun. Well, thanks so much. Have you been at the Sou'Wester before?
I have. We've both been there, and a lot of our friends are, some are visiting for the first time, which is always fun to see them light up when they see what a magical place it is.
Absolutely.
And some others are happy to return. But great excuse to get out here with some friends.
Good. Well, enjoy yourselves and everybody else who gets there, and have a very happy birthday. What a great way to spend your birthday, too.
I agree.
Yes.
Thanks for having us.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thanks again, folks. They're going to be at the Sou'Wester, and that's if you just get up to Seaview. Now, remember, on the peninsula, it's basically one main road with a lot of little towns running along. So Seaview, I think it's about 38th Street. It's a terrific place, and it's right at the beach access, so it's a perfect place to go and enjoy yourself. Stay tuned. You're listening to Coast Community Radio.
If a bird broke its beak, would its song be small and weak? Would it be known as just the same, or be a bird only in name? At a loss for words, it's beyond belief. You would know to me then, like a hymn or song, when the words they would rhyme, just move along. Maybe there's a cause that's without a fear. Maybe there's some truth that's without a fact. Then you came along, drew some lines. The only thing I'm guilty of is killing time. And I regret the flames on leaves, erased the town in Tennessee. Watch the dawn and twilight in the shade in between. Witness the sun silent scream. Maybe there's a cause that's without a fact. Maybe there's a truth that's without a fact. Then you came along, drew some lines. The only thing I'm
Well, this is a big congratulations for this brand new album by the Horse Feathers, one of our local bands, and we're delighted. Name of the album is Appreciation, and we heard Don't Mean to Pry. When people say that, I'm always a little suspicious, but you never know. Hey, my next guest, Marco, what do you think about Don't Mean to Pry?
Right. Yeah, right. You do.
Yeah, you do, exactly.
They should be a part of the You Know What You Should Do committee.
I love it. Marco Davis is here this time. He is here with a big gala celebration. You know, it's funny. We always discuss how to pronounce G-A-L-A, but we know how to pronounce G-A-Y-L-A.
Right.
This is the Gay Pride weekend happening in Astoria, June 8th to 10th, not this weekend, next weekend. You can get yourselves ready. There's all kinds of things going on. And let me mention right now that there is a reader's theater, except he's memorized instead of reading.
I know. I'm going tonight. I can't wait.
Good. Yes. Yeah. Well, tonight's the last night.
Last night.
I went last week, and he was incredible. It's a 90-page script. And it was fantastic. So buyers and sellers, pronounced spelled C-E-L-L-A-R-S, as in the seller of Barbara Streisand's, one of her abodes, which is actually a fact. The play is fiction. And that is happening at the McTavish Room in the Liberty. Tonight's the last night. You can catch it. And then on the 3rd, which is Sunday,
there, oh, the movie.
The film Lilies is at 4 p.m. So that's also related to
our Pride Weekend.
Pride Weekend.
As is tomorrow, my counterpart, Miss Daylight, will be doing the children's stories at the Astor Public Library at 10:30. So we'll be down there doing 4 stories and singing songs and making an art.
10:30 a.m.
Yes, tomorrow.
At
the library.
Fantastic.
Right?
Okay. And, that's Daylight, of course.
Yeah.
As opposed to Marco. We got to keep these things not straight, but, you know, kind of.
Categorized.
So there you go. So tell us. Next weekend. Is this the second annual?
This is our third.
Third. Oh, Lordy, yeah. Lord. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, and then on Wednesday, we have the Burger of the Month, which I designed at the Fort George. And okay. I helped brew a beer. And it's for Pride. It's called Dorothy's Delight. And so we're going to be unveiling that on Wednesday at the Fort George.
Holy cow.
I know.
Okay. Now, what time is that?
It starts at 2. I'm getting there at 2:30. It's going to be going on all evening.
Okay.
And I made I did the Slaughterhouse Vegan Burger, but you can add bacon, blue cheese, or avocado if you'd like.
And what did you put in the beer to make it special for Pride? Anything or just a delicious beer?
It's just a we just talked about a lot of things. I worked with Michael over there and Alex, and we just kind of talked about what we wanted to do, and so we've concocted one, and it's going to be more of a sour beer, and then we're making syrups so you can select your fruit that you want to put in your beer.
That's the answer, folks. I got my answer. Good job. Oh, what fun.
And then we're calling it Dorothy's Delight.
And Dorothy's Delight.
Because, you know,
Wizard of Oz.
Yes, because Dorothy's our patron mother of all things.
Wonderful. Okay, so this is all of these things are happening before next weekend.
Correct.
And then
Friday, we have the gala at the Liberty Theater. We'll start with the Cocktail with the Queens in the McTavish Room at 6 o'clock.
That was so gorgeous.
It was beautiful.
People in the most stunning outfits,
mm-hmm.
Men and women, and gowns and headdresses, and it was just
It was
beautiful.
Magnificent.
Beautiful.
It was really elegant having the show in the Liberty last year.
elegant is a good word. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this year's show is so spectacular. Mm. It's going to be such a treat for everyone.
So what is the timing? We don't give prices. What is the timing and where should people go to look for more information?
Oh, all the information is available on our website, lcqcastoria.org. And then the Liberty Theater website as well has it posted for the gala.
Okay, now, but, did you say LCQC?
Uh-huh.
Astoria.
Lower Columbia Q Center.
Okay, yeah. Not the word center, just
right.
LCQCAstoria.org. Okay.
And the show starts at 8, doors open at 7:30.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, and then we have the after party over at the Labor Temple after the gala. And then Saturday morning, we have the parade, which starts at noon. Down on the waterfront, it'll start around the foot of 4th Street and go by Bowie Beer, where we'll have our big grandstand. And
oh, okay.
The part Bowie is very supportive of the Pride celebration. And so
that's great.
I know,
you've got all the breweries.
No, it's so incredible. Yeah.
Basically, our businesses. Town, it's not just the breweries, it's many, many businesses.
The Pride Guide this year, kind of the first time I opened it, I was just crying.
Oh,
I mean, just
gosh,
seeing
so
all
many.
Of the ads and everybody sponsoring.
Right.
And,
right. Well, it's a community event.
It really is.
And it's a joy and it's a celebration
yes.
of life,
yeah.
everyone's life.
Yeah.
So.
And it's our cultural, you know, celebration. It's to me, I liken it to, you know, all the years that we've spent going to the Scandinavian Midsummer Festival.
Right.
You know, we're sharing our culture and
right.
it's a form of education and entertainment.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
But what's exciting about the parade this year is that it will start down there and then end at the block party. And so the block party will kick off right at the end of the parade.
And that is?
And the parking lot next to the McTavish, to the Barbie Center down
right.
on the waterfront. 22nd and the river.
Right, right.
But that'll be
going. That's clever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll walk. And there are lots of groups taking part.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be there's so much happening. It's going to be
right.
a fun block
And the
party.
Weather, of course, is going to be wonderful.
Oh, it's going to be fabulous. It rained for about 20 minutes last year,
mm-hmm.
and it was right during the drag queen performances and stuff, and they kept going. And
at the Barbie.
Outside
yeah.
there.
Yeah. I mean, at the block party. Right.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
And,
and then
we have the dance party that night at the Astoria Arts and Movement Center at 9 with
mm-hmm.
our local DJ, I'm Code 4. It's mm-hmm. going to be a lot of fun.
And that's on what street? 10th Street.
Okay. 342 10th.
342 10th. That's Saturday evening.
At 9.
At 9.
Mm-hmm.
Are you done then?
No, Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
Sunday we're doing a new thing, and we are having a picnic in the park. We've rented Tapiola Park. And if the weather proves to be lovely, we're going to have a slip and slide. We're going to provide burgers and vegan hot dogs and games. And then it's a potluck picnic.
So this is families for
everybody,
sure.
Everybody, yes, yes.
The block party also was
yes.
good for families.
Oh,
I
totally.
Remember there were things for kids to do. And
yep, we have the Purple Cow is going to have a kids section again. And
right.
and we have in all of the I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a family event.
Wonderful. Now, Marco, just for the few people in the listening audience who have never heard of you, first of all, you were born
in Astoria.
Brought up in Astoria, and you also have a program here at KMUN.
Yes.
You were on this past Wednesday night. I love that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we filled in. David Dreyfel and I do Over the Rainbow the third Wednesday of the month.
Over the Rainbow, as yeah. in Dorothy's Delight.
Hello. And this year the theme is Follow the Rainbow, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like it. So people can dress up or not.
Dress up is always fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a great opportunity. And it was 69 degrees. It's down to 66. We'll take it for next weekend, too. It's just right. Okay, folks, so this is the third annual Astoria Gay Pride Weekend. The actual weekend starts on the 8th, which is Friday, and goes through till the 10th on Sunday. But remember, there's stuff happening tonight at the McTavish Room, a wonderful Reader's Theater production, Buyers and Sellers. The film Lilies at 4 o'clock on Sunday. And then on Wednesday, head over to the Fort George and eat and drink and be merry. And then get involved on Friday night or Saturday is for everybody. And there's no cost for the parade, of course.
Or the block party or the dance party. Excellent. Or the picnic.
Excellent.
It's all it's our thank you to the community.
Wonderful. Going to be a blast.
Yeah. And don't forget about the story time tomorrow morning at 10:30 at the library.
I didn't write. Yep. Saturday story time.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Sheesh. I don't know when you get time for everything, but I know you
just
do.
Just figure it out as we go.
Great. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Carol.
Marco Davis of Astoria.
Yes.
Okay. Next weekend, but starts tonight. Thanks. And I have some music from the Shrouded Strangers, who are playing next weekend at the Labor Temple. That was the Shrouded Strangers with the volume a little bit high, and probably that's the way they're going to play it. But that's they're going to be at the Labor Temple next Saturday, June 9th, 10:30 p.m. 10:30 p.m. That means you can do everything. Holy cow, this town is just happening. My guests, I have three guests here. One of them, I believe, grew up most of your life?
I was born and raised here.
Holy.
I was born at St. Mary's Hospital.
Oh,
right,
well,
down the street.
Well, and we were just talking about the Scandinavians of Astoria.
Yeah.
So many people will recognize your name, Lisa Sundstrom, and her parents were very active in the Scandinavian community. Were you as well?
Yeah, oh yes, in the dancing, for sure. And and just throughout.
Okay. Well, now I'm understanding why I probably never danced with you, because I started at Astoria High School doing residencies in 82.
Okay, right.
With Janet Bowler's class, and you had already...
I had left in 81, yeah.
But you came back.
I came back. I left when I was very young. I was 15 when I left home to go to California to train.
To train
my
dance. Dance,
yeah.
Right. And that's why Lisa is here, and she has brought with her two young people who were very far from even being born in 1981. And that would be Ophelia Bryan. Hi, Ophelia.
Hi.
What a wonderful name. And Jacob Williams.
Hello.
Hello. And
hi.
Jacob could pass for Scandinavian,
yeah,
actually,
for sure.
Couldn't he? Those cheekbones. So they are here because something very special is happening tomorrow evening. It is OB2, and OBT2, sorry, I'm thinking.
That's okay.
OB. And that is the Oregon Ballet Theater 2, the junior performers pre-professional company. But from what I've seen, and I watched online, you pass for professionals for sure. It was just
definitely
wonderful, very exciting. So let me get a little bit more information from Lisa, and then I want to talk to you folks about your background and what you're doing with your lives, because I was going to be a dancer,
oh,
too.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I started ballet at 5. That's a little old, I know, but, you know.
Where are you from? Where did
New
you
York,
from?
Brooklyn.
Oh,
however,
okay.
At 12, they wouldn't let me on point. Because
oh.
I was the scrawniest one in the room, and everybody else went on toe shoes, and I wasn't allowed, and I quit.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Sad story, but you know what? I have survived and
you're here
continued
now,
dancing
doing
and doing this
and
as
doing
well.
This fabulously.
So, Lisa, what is OBT2? How did it come out of Oregon Ballet Theater? Mm-hmm. And you are the program director, but it looks like you do a program director we often think of as behind the scenes. You seem to be very much on the scene.
Right. I'm working with the dancers every day.
Mm-hmm.
The program was started 3 years ago. Our artistic director, Kevin Irving, and the director of the school at the time wanted to start a second company as a kind of to feed into the main company. They do a lot of work with the main company, doing the Nutcracker, mm-hmm. Swan Lake, all the big productions.
Mm-hmm.
The girls even got to do Balanchine's Serenade last year, which is a very
wow.
famous
mm-hmm.
George Balanchine work, neoclassical. Mm-hmm. Just it's one of the famous, famous works of the master, George Balanchine.
Right. And so where did the students come from? Just give me a short answer
yeah.
because I'm going to let them answer.
They come from all over the country.
Uh-huh.
They're 18 to 22 years old, and they were actually chosen from our summer intensive course. They were auditioned all over the country, and the ones that were the best of the ones who were chosen for the summer are the mm-hmm. ones who ended up in OBT2. And there's 12 dancers in OBT2 this year, 2 young men and 10 young ladies.
Mm-hmm. And... I'll come back, but I just want to again mention that tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., and if this is taking place at the Astoria High School Auditorium, the stage there is a lot wider than the stage at some of the other stages
oh, yeah.
in town.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful dance space, and I'll come back to you for you to tell us about the program.
Sure.
But Ophelia and Jacob, either one, we can tell you apart by your voices. So where are you folks from?
I'm originally from Vancouver, Washington. I was born in Portland, Oregon, and grew up in Vancouver.
And yeah. did you start dancing early, or how did dance come into your life?
Yeah, I started out actually doing musical theater when I was about, I think, 10 is when I started doing that. I did community productions.
Oh, really? Good
yeah.
for you. Yeah.
And then I ended up getting encouraged to start taking ballet to help with my dancing. And at 16 is when I started that, and I got really passionate about it and got really into it when I was about 17, and I've been dancing ever since.
Can you articulate what it was, because you were already in the arts, you were already a performer.
Mm-hmm.
What was it about the ballet that spoke to you so profoundly that now you've basically devoted your life to it.
Yeah. I just remember seeing the Christmas show performance for the studio that I was at. And I remember watching some of like the high level dancers at our studio doing this contemporary work. And I was on the side of the stage, and I just remember watching and thinking how gorgeous it was, mm-hmm. and just feeling the passion from the dancers. And I wanted to experience that, and I wanted to give that to other people too.
Well, dance is a hard job.
Yeah,
it's you don't just go to class and then go home and do other stuff. You have mm-hmm. to practice all the time, and you have to eat right.
Yeah.
And there's lots of other things because it's so physical. So, mm-hmm. but you were ready for it.
Yeah, for sure.
And your family was encouraging? Or?
Yes, my family has been wonderful in helping me pursue all my dreams and helping pay tuition and
that's
supporting
good.
Me.
That's
for
nice.
Sure. Yeah.
Are they involved in the arts?
Neither of my parents, for a career did anything in the arts, but I know my mom, I think, was on a dance team when she was in high school, and, my dad had done some, just like community, like improv mm-hmm. coaching and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they understood what you were looking at, what you were
uh-huh.
thinking of. Nice.
Yeah.
How about you, Ophelia Bryan? Where are you from?
I am originally from Boulder, Colorado.
Okay. That's a nice place to be from.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And have you been dancing most of your life?
Yeah, I've been dancing almost all my life. I started when I was about 4 and haven't stopped since.
Did your parents put you in dance when you were 4, or did you see a picture or a movie or something and say, that's what I want to do?
Yeah, actually, my best friend invited me to come take a free ballet class with her. And my parents never thought I would want to do ballet. I was a tomboy. And
nice.
I tried it once and I was like, I want to do this.
Wow.
I want to keep doing this. And here we are.
Wow. That is amazing, really. At such young, very young age that you
yeah.
chose that. I mean, I said I chose it too, but you see what happened. It fell off the, you know, sidebars. Of course, things were a little different then too, I'm sure. But tell us about tomorrow's performance. Again, folks, this is Saturday, the 2nd of June. Whew, June, yes. At 7 p.m. at the Astoria High School Auditorium. Lisa, tell us about the program.
Well, this is going to be really exciting because we have actually two premieres. We're going to be premiering Jacob's piece. Jacob choreographed a piece.
Oh, yes. Wonderful.
Uh-huh. And also, we're going to be premiering a piece that Robin Ulibarri choreographed. She's one of our teaching artists at Oregon Ballet Theater. And she choreographed a piece for the young dancers of Maddox Dance Studio and Astoria School of Ballet. And they are going to open our show. And
oh,
they have
cool.
been apparently working really hard on this piece. They only had 2 hours to set it.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to do another rehearsal the day of. So, and they're doing great.
So now what's the age range with
I think they
Maddox?
Are like some of them might even be around 11, 10
mm-hmm.
and up.
Okay.
Maybe 15, 16,
okay.
maybe 17. I'm not sure about how old they are.
This is very
yeah.
exciting,
it's
though.
It's very exciting. I really wanted to do this. I really wanted to bring everybody together.
Yes.
Encore was also invited, but unfortunately, I think they have a show next weekend,
mm-hmm.
so it just didn't quite work out.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe next time. But it's going to be a great program. We were just talking about this, Jacob, Ophelia, and I, about how this is really neat because it really... There is something from every era of ballet.
Oh, nice.
It comes, there's the Bourneville, which is from the Danish ballet master, August Bourneville, is from the Romantic era. And then we're doing a Venetian carnival pas de deux from Satanella, that is from the classical era. And then we have some contemporary work and also of a famous piece by, I mentioned before, George Balanchine.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing excerpts from his Walpurgisnacht ballet,
oh boy.
Which is a beautiful work.
You're using recorded music, I presume.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And so it starts at 7. How longish a program is it?
It's probably going to be about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Is there an intermission between?
There will be okay. some talking in between.
Okay.
There'll be an intermission, a pause, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but the main thing is to get yourself over to Astoria High School Auditorium. Come early enough. And it's going to be gorgeous. Yeah,
it will be. I want to say this. I suggest getting tickets on Eventbrite.com.
Eventbrite.
I really strongly encourage people to do that. You can always do this at the door too, but you can pay cash at the door. But it may. I have a feeling there might be a lot of walk up people with paying at the door, and so I strongly encourage people to.
So that's Eventbrite.com. Okay, we don't give prices, but check it out. OBT2, as in Oregon Ballet Theater 2. And my guests, Lisa Sundstrom, who grew up here, danced her entire life and still dancing, which is wonderful that she is bringing back the dancers from Portland and including the local dance schools, Astoria School of Ballet and the Maddox Dance School. And those young people will get a chance to see people like Jacob Williams and Ophelia Bryan, my guests, and Jean Peterson from Peterson. Maddox told me that you brought two other students sometime during the week, and they were wonderful, she said.
Yes, so, they were.
This is a terrific opportunity to catch these folks before their names are up in lights and you can't afford to go to them. And they may move away, but we hope not. So thank you all so much for coming in. To theater people, I say break a leg. I don't say that to dancers, but have a wonderful show. And thank you so much for coming. And Lisa, thanks so much for bringing caliber to Astoria. Very exciting. Remember, it's at the Astoria High School. So don't be going somewhere else. We have so many things happening these days. 7 o'clock. Thanks. And I've got some more music from Puerto Rico. And then one last guests right here on Coast Community Radio.
Somos hombres de valor, tenemos esta opinión, debe ser por nuestra fuerza. Y lo que pasó en Río Piedra sentimos de corazón. Piedra mataron. Varios carros que pasaban por las calles del cuartel, la policía sin saber a todo le disparaba. Fueron muertos y agraviadas, haciendo varios disparos, declarando a su cuñado que pagando su pistola. Hoy los padres lloran el suceso que ha pasado. Miembros de la Unión de Idear Nacionalista, todos los ponemos en lista.
More music from Puerto Rico. Oh, there's some wonderful, wonderful music, including right here at Coast Community Radio. I do want to let you know, folks, that we are happy to be able to say that Highway 30 is open. Tragic accident there at Clifton earlier today, but the road is open now. And my guests, my last guests, are ready to go because they have an event happening on Sunday. It's from 2 to 5 p.m. this Sunday at the Shelburne Hotel, which is in Seaview. Holy cow, Seaview's really hopping these days. My first guests were at the Southwestern Seaview. This is the Shelburne Hotel. Now, you may be wondering, it used to be the Shelburne Inn. Well, David and Lori have stepped down. They're running their China Beach Hotel. And our friends from the Adrift and the Ashore and the Inn have taken ownership. And they are keeping the caliber high by making some wonderful additions. And one of them is happening this Sunday, again, from 2 to 5. It's the Pacific County Immigrant Support Group is coming in with a fundraiser, and it is going to be fabulous, called Summer Salsa. So I have with me Stephanie Serrano, whom I met on the picket line. No, it wasn't a picket, was it? It was a vigil.
That's right.
A vigil, the Indivisible Vigil for Health. And that was a year ago.
Yes,
actually,
it was,
Carol. We met a year ago. Mm-hmm. And also we have City Councilor Jan Davis from South Bend. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Carol. Thank you.
I said you're my first politician in the room, I'm telling you. It's okay, because today you're here with the arts and community. So I know I want to let people know that they can check out Perspectives, because both Stephanie and Jan did a program with our own Joan Herman, and told a lot about what's going on at Pacific County and why it's so, so important for the work that they're doing and the work that everyone needs to be doing, including right here on this side of the river and the rest of this country. So tell us, please, about the Pacific County Immigrant Support. What is it?
Our group helps people who have been impacted by ICE, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
We go, if somebody has been taken, usually it's the major wage earner.
Yeah.
We go into the family and we do an intake assessment. We find out what their needs are, if they need help with rent and any bills or whatever their needs are. We go into the family and we have an interpreter and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we assess their needs and we help the family. We help them with the rent, and we also write letters of support to the court.
Nice.
And then we go to the Northwest Detention Center. Two advocates usually go.
Is that in Tacoma?
That is in Tacoma.
Right.
It's the largest for-profit detention center in America. And those days are long days, Carol.
Yeah.
But we go and
able to visit, actually?
No. When we go to those detention center hearings and we go to support them, sometimes there are master hearings, which are quite brief.
Oh, I see.
Those are days that they just basically introduce the case.
Right.
And sometimes we go on asylum cases, which are 3 to 4 hours and sometimes even longer.
Right. Yeah.
And oftentimes the family is waiting with children in a very sterile room that is locked. We cannot bring a pencil nor water or anything in the waiting room for hours.
Right. So let me back up a little and ask you, because some of this work is very high skill work. Are you folks trained, or do you train others, or how do you know what you're doing?
Yes. We train advocates. We train them in the resources that are available.
Mm-hmm.
And we now have a website.
What's that?
The website is
PCIS
and UPPORT.org.
or so, PCI support.
Right.
PCISupport.org. Okay, good for you.
And we just got it up in time for our fundraiser.
Wonderful.
And it has a plethora of resources available on that site, and our stories,
right,
and all the Sydney Stevenson stories.
Oh, she's
that,
great.
Yeah, Sydney she's
Stevens,
wonderful
yeah.
from
so
the Chinook Observer.
What is your background that you even know how to do this and that you're able to train other people?
Well, I learned a lot from Aaron Glenn, who really was one of the co-founder of the group,
okay,
and Ann Reeves. We started with People Power ACLU.
So okay.
That's where we started.
Okay.
And so we learned a lot of that training from those women. And
okay. I want this out there. These are real questions. I did not know the answers, but I think everybody needs to know that it is possible for regular human beings. And even though Jan Davis is a politician now, she's still
don't hold it against her, Carol.
No, she's still a regular person. And I'm delighted that you, Jan, have also chosen to devote yourself to this Pacific County immigrant support.
Yes, I'm an advocate first for mm-hmm. anybody that needs an advocate.
Wonderful.
Jan
Wonderful.
Has gone up to the Northwest Detention Center and has spent many hours waiting and supporting. It's very important.
Absolutely.
You know, paying the bills is one thing, mm-hmm. but to go to the Northwest Detention Center and stand to support, those are the worst days of our families' lives.
Yeah.
It's important that they know they have that community support.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had an opportunity to stand vigil outside NorCor. Which feeds Tacoma.
That is
so origins. Now let's get on to the fun stuff. We only have three, four minutes.
Okay.
So what's happening on Sunday? Summer salsa.
Carol, this has been probably the most inspiring few weeks I have known. We've been active since 2016,
mm-hmm.
and this community has rallied
Wonderful.
To support this fundraiser. I've been spending a lot of time in the car driving all around North and South County. I feel like sometimes I can sleep in the car. But the community has risen like you would not believe to support this.
Oh, fantastic. So support involves you're having
the
a
donations.
Silent auction.
We're up to 100 donations right now.
We have a day with the donkeys.
We've had people like Tony Kushner, who runs the Bridgewater Bistro, who donated generously gift certificates.
Fantastic.
We have over 100 donations of everything you can imagine, from a six-day getaway at a beautiful beach home on Long Beach. We have jewelry, Reku pottery, David Campeach's beautiful work.
Wine tasting parties. Wow.
Yes.
This is fantastic. Okay, so now...
And music.
And music.
Who's
by
doing music?
Dave Drury.
Oh,
a jazz guitarist.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
My partner, Lou Chapman, who played with the Jazz Ambassadors for 24
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm.
He's an exquisite horn player and has traveled all over the United States playing and in Europe. And then for the youth, which is on the move in this country, we've got Liliana Dupe, who's a 16-year-old Iwako student who's gone to Central America to build houses and is going to go as well. I felt it was really important to bring youth into this fundraiser.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Where else are we going to keep feeding this? And also teaching values because... Mm-hmm.
She's an outstanding person and a wonderful singer and songwriter.
Oh, this is fantastic. I love that. And she's 16.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Drury and your husband, your partner, Lou, are not 16.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
We wish.
However.
In spirit.
No, you don't. No, you don't. That was a hard age. Okay.
This is true.
The main thing is this Sunday. Now, a question. Can people pop in at any point between 2 and what?
Good How's question. Gonna we're going to be selling tickets at the door.
Okay. No prices.
We're going to have things on silent auction, and then we're going to have things for quick sale.
Okay.
You know, items that will be $15, $20 for quick sales.
So people should really come at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and even if they can't stay for the whole thing.
That's right.
They should be there, maybe take a proxy their
and
folks.
And appetizers, the Shelburne. Tiffany Turner is been wonderful to let us have this venue.
It's
the Shelburne
fantastic.
Is a beautiful hotel.
Absolutely. And this is a new Shelburne hotel.
That's right.
Same place. and same spirit and even more so in different directions. So again, this Sunday, the 3rd of June, 2 to 5 at the Shelburne Hotel in Seaview, Summer Salsa, support the Pacific County Immigrant Support Group, and have a blast and get yourself some wonderful swag or bling or whatever it's called. Thank you so much for the work you're doing.
Thank you,
Jan and Stephanie, and for putting on this party. Coast Community Radio, KMU, and Astoria, KTCB, Tillamook.